Welcome to the deep dive. Sometimes the really interesting stuff, this specialized knowledge, it's hidden in the details, right?
Like in descriptions of really focused expertise,
Yeah.
things you wouldn't normally think about.
Exactly. And today we're diving into one of those worlds, professional maintenance for really high quality, durable carpets. Think heavy duty, long lasting ones.
Yeah, it's actually a fascinating area because it gets you thinking about the real difference between just fixing something and, properly restoring it.
Right. And we've pulled our source info today from the service descriptions of a company called Solid Rugs Repair and Restoration Service.
That name alone tells you something. Solid Rugs.
It really does. Sets a certain expectation. So our mission today is to kind of guide you through their language, unpack what they actually do. What does it really take to restore something that's described as, heavy and long lasting?
Well, that word restoration is key, isn't it? It signals straight away that we're talking about preserving the rug's inherent value.
Value meaning money or something else.
It could be financial, sure, but also maybe historical value or even just sentimental cultural value. The point is, they're not talking about a quick patch-up job to get another year out of it.
Okay.
They're aiming to, reverse the damage, bring it back. And for textiles like these, that's complex. It involves understanding the materials, the structure, even a bit of artistry.
So what makes a rug solid in their terms? What separates it from, say, the rug I might pick up at a department store? Let's start there. The source keeps mentioning heavy and long-lasting rugs.
Okay.
What does it actually signal to you, the owner?
Fundamentally, it signals it's not disposable. These things are built differently from the ground up.
How so?
You're looking at superior foundations, the warp and weft threads, probably higher knot counts, denser construction.
Yeah.
And the materials themselves, often high-grade wool or maybe silk.
Stuff that lasts.
Exactly. Materials with inherent durability. Things that age well if looked after. Yeah. When you buy one, you're really investing in something meant for decades of use.
Okay, so if they're built so tough, why the need for such intensive, specialized care? Doesn't long-lasting imply you can just leave it alone?
Not quite. It means it needs specialized care, not no care. Think of like a really well-made classic car.
Okay.
It's built solid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the specific engine, the original leather seats, they need expert attention. Stuff your average garage can't handle.
Gotcha.
Same for solid rug. Decades of use, maybe spills, sunlight. It causes wear and tear, sometimes tiny structural issues in specific spots. That's why this kind of service focuses on longevity, not just a surface clean.
That makes a lot more sense. And the goal, they say, is restoring both strength and beauty. That pairing seems important.
Oh, absolutely crucial. Mm. Strength is about the rug's core structure. Can it hold together, lie flat, handle being walked on without falling apart?
The functional side.
Right. And beauty, that's the visual, the color vibrancy, the clarity of the pattern, the feel of the pile. True restoration nails both.
Because one without the other is lacking.
Totally. If it looks amazing, but it's fragile, or if it's strong as an ox, but looks clumsily repaired, the value just isn't there. It's diminished.
Okay, let's really dig into this now. Segment two, the techniques. This is the core stuff. The source mentions three main ones, and they seem connected. First up, reweaving. Sounds fundamental.
It absolutely is. Reweaving tackles the strength aspect head on. You'd need this if the actual foundation is damaged, like the core threads, the warp and weft are broken.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a hole or a serious tear.
So you're literally rebuilding that part of the...
Pretty much. The technician has to reconstruct the fabric, often replicating the original knots one by one.
Wow. Okay, but...
Yeah.
How do they make it match? Rugs have intricate patterns, faded colors. Is it just getting the color right?
Oh, it's way more than just color, though color matching is definitely a huge challenge.
Huh.
They need the right fiber type, obviously.
Uh-huh.
They have to match the dye shade, yes, but also the sheen of the yarn, which changes as it ages. But beyond that, structurally, they need to copy the original knot type Persian knot, Turkish knot.
Right. There are different kinds.
And this is critical. They have to match the original tension.
Tension.
Yeah, how tightly the knots were packed in. If the new section is woven too loose or too tight compared to the rest of the rug,
it won't lie flat.
Exactly. It'll pucker or buckle. Creates an imbalance. And that kind of defeats the whole point of the structural repair. It could even make it weaker over time.
So a bad reweave could actually cause new problems down the line. Sounds less like darning a sock and more like, yeah, forensic textile work.
That's a good way to put it. You're not just plugging a hole, you're reintegrating a piece of structure back into the whole thing.
Matching the density, the knots per inch.
Precisely. A perfect reweave should basically disappear. Invisible. so the stress distributes evenly again.
Okay, that's impressive. That's the deep structural work. Technique number two they list is patching. Now, if reweaving handles big breaks, where does patching come in? Is it just for smaller damage?
It can be for smaller areas, but it often serves a slightly different purpose. It's more about localized material correction. Sometimes an area is just too far gone to reweave effectively.
Like completely disintegrated.
Or maybe the original material is just missing. So patching involves taking a separate piece of material, a donor piece, and carefully integrating it.
Wait, so you're cutting out the bad part and sewing in a new piece?
Essentially, yes. But the real art isn't just the cutting and sewing. It's making it match.
Yeah.
Especially on an old rug where the colors have faded unevenly.
That's the absolute test. Finding a donor piece is the first step. It needs to be of similar age, similar wear, similar fiber type, similar pattern if possible.
Wow.
But then you often have to prep that donor piece. Maybe it needs to be color corrected, or maybe the pile needs to be slightly thinned down so it sits perfectly flush.
You can't have it sticking up.
No way. If it's even a tiny bit thicker or the color's too bright and new looking, it screams repair. It has to blend seamlessly, not just in pattern, but in age and texture. So they might even have to artificially age the patch.
Sometimes, yes. Or use specialized dyes to get that faded look just right. Think about matching a really old, mellowed ivory color or a specific shade of indigo that's softened over a century. You can't just buy that yarn.
Right. It's achieved through time.
Exactly. So the patch needs to respect that. It needs to lie perfectly level, blend visually, and ideally wear similarly to the surrounding area in the future.
Okay, so reweaving rebuilds structure from the inside out. Patching replaces material seamlessly. Got it. The third one, fringe repair. This feels different. More cosmetic. Just tidying up the edges.
It might seem purely aesthetic, but it's actually crucial for structure, too. Think about what the fringe is.
It's the ends of the threads, right?
Precisely. The fringe is usually the exposed ends of the warp threads, the rug's main structural skeleton. If those ends are unraveling or damaged,
the whole structure could start to unravel from the edge inward.
Yeah, got it. So fixing the fringe isn't just about neatness, though that's part of it. It's about securing the foundation, locking it down.
Ah, okay. The source says it makes the rug look elegant.
And that's where the function meets the form. An elegant, intact fringe signals completeness. It frames the rug, shows it's well cared for, and structurally sound right to the very edge.
Whereas a raggedy fringe makes it look neglected, even if the middle is perfect.
Exactly. It undermines the whole restoration. So fringe repair might involve carefully knotting the existing warp ends to stop them fraying, or sometimes securing new fringe material that matches the original style and color. It provides that finished, polished look.
Okay, so here's the big takeaway, maybe. It's not just that they have these three techniques. It's that true restoration often needs all of them working together.
That's absolutely the key insight. You can't just be good at one. A serious restoration might involve reweaving a hole in the center, patching a worn area near the edge, and securing the fringe.
It's holistic.
Totally. You need the reweaving for that core strength, the patching for the seamless visual fix, and the fringe repair for that structural security at the ends, and the overall elegant presentation. Neglect one, and the whole effort is compromised.
Right. Strength without beauty, or beauty without strength, neither works.
It just doesn't achieve true restoration.
So let's connect this back to the owner. You invest in this level of detailed expert work. What's the payoff? The source promises these techniques make the rugs look elegant, durable, and fresh for years to come.
And that years to come part is really the heart of it. It's about longevity. It's an argument for sustainable ownership, really.
Instead of replacing it.
Exactly. Replacing a really high quality rug is expensive, sometimes impossible if it's an antique. Restoration, done right, extends its life dramatically. It preserves it, maybe as an heirloom. You're essentially buying more decades of use and enjoyment. That's the value.
It definitely pushes back against the throwaway culture, even for bigger ticket items. And just for clarity, the source where we got these details, it's the Solid Rugs Repair Service.
That's right. And if this is something you, the listener, are interested in for your own pieces, we should mention they provided their contact info.
Good point. We won't read out website addresses and phone numbers here, but we'll put all that information, the website, phone, email for Solid Rugs Repair Service, which is run by Sam's Antique Rugs, directly in our show notes.
Perfect. So people can find it easily if they need it.
Okay, so we've talked about the philosophy here, valuing durability, restoration over replacement, and we've really drilled down into the mechanics, the specific crafts involved.
Yeah, and just to recap the main points for you listening, Taking care of these heavy-duty, valuable rugs isn't simple. It needs a combo approach.
Right.
You've got reweaving for the deep structure, patching for those tricky surface repairs, and fringe work to secure the edges and give it that finished look.
All working together.
All working together for that long-term strength and lasting beauty.
Which brings us to our final thought for you to maybe chew on after this deep dive. If this kind of expert restoration is possible, even necessary, for something like a heavy rug, an item we already see as a long-term investment, what else in your life, maybe things you normally wouldn't think twice about replacing, might actually benefit from that same mindset, from focused, precise maintenance or even restoration, instead of just heading for the bin at the first sign of wear?
That's a great question. It's about rethinking our relationship with the durable goods around us, isn't it? Valuing the craft and the materials enough to preserve them.
Something to think about.